start the show. You ready?
We're ready. We're live.
Oh, man. Here we are. You know what I mean? P-Double snuck up on me and started the show without me even knowing.
That's right. Kicked off the theme music, got the band going.
Right, right. I was like...
pulled out the shotgun, pulled out the Mossberg.
More music in my headphones. More music in my head. I couldn't hear to start the show. Well, listen, we are here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever you were taking the time, and we appreciate it, to listen to the Mr. National Podcast. I am Mr. National. And the other man on the other headset telling me what to say and what not to say is the producer, Mr. P-Double.
What's up? Mr. P-Double. What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo. One of the baddest artists around.
Oh.
And if you don't know, now you do, get to paulpate.com and order some of those art books. The man is talented.
Well, I'm inspired as well. I had a quick story that happened to me yesterday. So, my son, who's 20.
All right, I got to cut you off.
What?
You know how we got to start every show.
You're interrupting me again? Every time.
Again,
every time.
Man. Listen, man.
What are you pissed off about today?
Dude, I'm going off on whoever came up with the idea of these auto start and restart automobiles. I think it's the stupidest thing ever created.
What?
I have a F-150 pickup truck, Ford.
Oh.
And it has the, I don't know if it's called the EcoBoost or whatever the crap it's called, but if you pull up to a light, stop sign or whatever, and you for a sec, the engine just shuts off.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes dead. And then when you take your foot off the gas pedal, off the brake, when you release pressure off the brake, it starts back up.
You don't like that?
That's the...
Mr. National, why do you hate the environment? Why do you want to destroy the earth?
All right, I mean, listen, I don't know. See, okay, now there you go. I didn't realize, you know, Mr. National isn't no brainy. I'm just the voice of this show, folks. I'm the voice of this podcast. I ain't the brains. I just thought it was for gas... savings or whatever somebody was trying to, but the thing doesn't even stay off. There's no way the environment is being saved by that split second that motor goes off. It's what it's doing is tearing. It's got to be tearing up the starter or something. A car stopping and going 100 times in a drive of you know what I mean, a 10 mm-hmm. minute mm-hmm. mile a mm-hmm. 10 mile drive. I mean,
especially in the cold.
It's goofy. I mean, I pulled up to a stop sign, like you're creeping, and then when you get the stop sign, and it's cutting off, and then you just hit start. I mean, it sounds like it's terrible.
Now you got road rage.
Yeah, now you got road rage. Like, I mean, who came up with that? Now P-Double saying it's saving the environment. Okay, I was not aware that it was part of saving the environment.
I don't know.
I thought it was more for gas. You know, I was like, well, how much gas are you really saving?
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And even with the environment, you're not saving. It goes off what that second.
Uh-huh.
It's you know what I mean? Who's zooming who? You know what I mean? Who's zooming who on this one? Who is coming up with these ideas?
Well, that is professional right there.
Yo,
man.
That is my national going irrational on the guy that created that thing. You know what I mean? I alluded to who's zooming who.
Oh.
I mean, the world all over is mourning the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, wow. I mean, She wasn't doing well for quite some time.
I know.
It wasn't like all of a sudden, but still.
It wasn't.
You know, like, the day's coming, but still. Yep, it
but
doesn't
still
make it any
ready.
Easier.
You're still not ready? I mean, it's crazy. I knew. They had her in hospice, but then when it happened, it was like, boom.
Mm, yeah.
She's going, I mean.
So, what does she mean to you?
I think of her and I think of, like, my mom. You know what I mean?
Really?
Playing her music.
Really?
You know what I mean? On the stereo, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, just that music, that voice. That voice. I mean, I got into read the, you know, in the 80s part. She did the stuff with Elton John. She did the stuff with George Michael. And everybody knows, you know, the Respect song. And, you know, all of the songs. I mean, she just, and listening, you know, my mom talk about her, you know, so.
Mm-hmm.
It was unreal. Like,
yeah, it's sad day. But yeah. What she means to me is I got into it because I wasn't her music as much, wasn't played. I have older brothers and sisters, and so, but she was a little before that, even them, when she was younger, you know. But so I listened to that when I got a little older and became more curious about music. And if you're curious about music and you want to go find where it came from, you're definitely going to come across Aretha Franklin. You know, because she was such an influence. Music,
first woman inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Really, I didn't know that.
Yes, the first. I
mean, and she is the queen. Period. You know.
That's it. I mean, all day the radio stations were playing her stuff.
And her voice is so rich, man, and just the way she sang. And I was listening to the radio today, and somebody referred to her as the greatest of all time, and they were like the reason being just not even because of just the way that she sang, but just the person that she was, and
right.
She was known like one of my favorite people in history is Muhammad Ali,
right,
and not just because of the boxing, but just because of who he was, and he was known all around the world,
kind of
the same way, so. Today is it just means a lot to a lot of people. You know?
To a lot of people, I know. Yeah. I mean, I haven't talked to my mom yet, you know. But like you say, she had been sick, and you know, you knew it was coming. But still, when it comes, boom!
Yeah,
it's like a ton of bricks coming down on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We paid our respect. I mean, everybody's paying their respect. But the Stack with Nat Show page over on Facebook.
Yep.
Shut down the battle of the bands, P-Double. I mean, how can you talk about music on a day that you lost the queen of soul?
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
I mean, but we did get through the second round, P-Double.
Okay.
And before we go into that, we taking it back to your son because I went off. I cut you off. I got to apologize. Yeah. I cut you off.
It
but sometimes I just
though.
Get so irate. I'm driving and that stupid truck keeps stopping.
Maybe you need to go have it looked at.
Right. Go to the dealer. Hey, this is a 2018. Why is my truck cutting off? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But before we get into the battle of the bands.
So my son, he's 20. So he's already got himself a couple of kayaks. Because he likes to go fishing and stuff.
Okay.
And he's like always bugging me that I need to get exercise. So I bought this little junker kayak. And I'm like, to try it out. All right? So we've gone a few times. I met him yesterday at 6 in the morning at this lake that he likes to go to. So I'm going to go before work.
Okay.
So he pushes off in his little kayak, sets up his fishing pole. He's got the whole thing hooked up, man. He's got the hookup, you know. He's just chilling, fishing. And I'm struggling to get in my thing, you know. Finally, right. I get in without falling in the water, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna tool out here. I'm just gonna go out to the middle of the lake, and by the time I get out there, it'll be time for me to come back, and it'll be time for me to go. I gotta get to work.
Right, gotta go to work.
And he's like, well, if you go right up around that bend out there, there's a beach. I'm like, oh, really? I go, well, I'll go to there. And then I'll come back. So I row out there. I'd go around the bend, and on the beach, I'm looking over there. Is about 50 yards away from me is a bald eagle.
Whoa! No
yeah,
way.
Yeah, you know, like with the white head and the big ass
legs. Yeah, right. The legs. Like all over.
It was
the
standing. It was holding the fish down, tearing it up, eating fish.
What?
Yeah, it was standing.
Dude,
on
you
the
got,
beach.
You didn't get pictures of that.
I didn't have my phone because I was afraid I was gonna fall in the water.
Oh man!
So
my phone's waterproof. You know.
So I sat there, my son was way back there, and I didn't even yell at him because I didn't want to scare the bird away.
Right.
You know? So I just kind of rolled up, I just floated up onto the beach and sat there and looked at him for like 5 minutes, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to get going. So I pushed, I couldn't do anything, you know? I didn't want to scare him away.
That's awesome. Was he big? Was he kind of
big? Oh, it was freaking huge, and it was tearing, I mean, it was just like surreal. It was crazy. And so then I pushed off, and I noticed there was like some bushes between where he was and where I am. And so I floated past these bushes. I got about 20 feet away from him when he finally...
Damn, he was close.
Yeah, he finally saw me, and he took off and flew all the way across the lake by 10 feet over the water, just...
Right.
Disappeared off into the trees, man. You know what?
Go ahead, what?
The rest of that day, I was like, I don't give a anything. That was awesome. You cannot bother me, man. I went to work and I was just like, whatever, dude.
You cannot bring me off my high.
No.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
I mean, dude, I'd probably bleep that
out. I'm going to give a shout out to Samsung. You know what I mean? This is the Mr. National Podcast. We looking for sponsors and whatever. But if you had the Samsung Galaxy S8 or 9, it's waterproof.
Really?
Get in there. It could fall in the water. You pull it out. You could have got video footage. You know how many subscribers we could have got if you had live footage of a fall?
I wasn't thinking of the Miss National Podcast. What I'm slipping, man.
Yeah, you're slipping. Man, that was awesome. Yeah. My goodness. Yeah. How many times you see? Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, you got to get back over there.
Yeah, my son, I don't even know if he believed me or not, you know, but the only thing that he told me that it was there. Like, or he said he's seen it around that lake before, but nothing that close.
Yeah, they usually kind of stay where, you know, where they live.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, well, I mean, hey, that was a great story. I mean, I'm sorry I cut that one off. I mean, I cut that one off to go off on, you know what I mean, on my ego boost or whatever. But keeping the show rolling, folks, this is the Mr. National Podcast. I'm Mr. National with my man P-Double. We have started this thing on the Stack with Nash show, my boy Smokestack and myself, Battle of the Bands. Now, we started with 32 bands, you know, strategically seated. Rated and graded, you know what I mean? They had seedings,
mm-hmm.
and we went through the first round, and we just wrapped up the second round on Wednesday. And today we would have started the Elite Eight round, but like I said, we lost the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, so we shut it down for a day. We're gonna get that going. But real quick, Peter, I'm gonna go through the winners. You know what I mean?
Any upsets?
Maybe a couple. It depends on like who you thought. But we had Jodeci over After Seven. And a blowout. 94% Jodeci.
Really?
94% win percentage, you know. Then we had Tony over High Five. They won by 89% percentage rate.
Wow.
Then one of the number one seeds, New Edition, beat out Blackstreet. And I was surprised it was that close. It was 80%. So it was some voters out there, some people that thought Blackstreet was a better group than New Edition, which was you know, strange. And one of the closest matchups was NSYNC versus LeVert. NSYNC was the favorite, was the number two seed, I think, and LeVert upset them with a 56% percentage.
What a game!
Was close.
What a matchup!
Right?
I call that an upset.
Hey, that was an upset. Absolutely, that's.
But
an
let's
upset.
Give it up for Eddie and.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that Gerald Eddie or Gerald?
That's Gerald. Gerald's the son. Eddie is the dad.
The dad,
right?
From the Joe.
Eddie is
okay.
The dad. And then one of the big you know, me personally thought that this one was one of the big matchups. Guy with Teddy Riley. Oh, jam, Teddy, jam for me, yo. All right, against BBD. Don't trust. A big butt and a smile. That girl is poison. I mean, that's two mega groups right there.
Yep.
And myself, I thought Guy would win it, right? No. The people have spoken, and they picked BBD at a 62% rate over Guy. That's crazy. Wow. I mean, BBD was good, all right? Michael Bivins, Ricky Bell, and Ronnie DeVoe, you know, they were good. But they only had one album. Guy put out three major albums. So, I mean, you got three albums against one. I didn't see that one coming, all right? The other matchup we had, the Backstreet Boys versus 112. And the Backstreet Boys went down by a 65% clip to 112. That's a little high for me. Backstreet Boys was like New Edition, the reincarnation. You know what I mean? They came after New Edition.
Yeah, I'd call that an upset.
Yeah, five. I think it was four or five white kids. They were good. They had a lot of hits. Yeah. They were hanging tough. Hanging tough.
Dude, that's
NSYNC?
No.
Oh no, that ain't them.
That's
right.
The other guys. I can't even
the
think
other
of them.
Guys.
Right. I can't even think of them right now.
They was in our group thing, Hanging Tough. What was them? No, that was Backstreet Boys.
No, it wasn't. It was the Donnie Wahlberg and
oh, was it
Knight? What's his name? Knight. Oh, what is their name? They're from Boston.
Wow, Hanging Tough.
My wife liked them when she was like a kid.
Mark Wahlberg had a group too, Marky Mark and the Funky
Bunch.
Yeah.
And this is his brother Donnie was in the group.
Oh man, he
kids.
Had. So what was Backstreet Boys' big hit then?
They had quit playing games with my heart.
That's right. There you go. I like that. You nailed that melody. You know? I think we got a karaoke star in you.
Oh, you have no idea.
So in another matchup, we have Full Force, the big husky dudes with the jerry curl,
right?
Versus Drew Hill, Cisco with the blind and platinum blonde hair.
Yeah.
Drew Hill, which I thought would have blew him out, kind of close. Drew Hill won by a 53% win clip. So that was kind of close.
Didn't Full Force do a song with Lisa?
Yeah, Full Force was, they did one with James Brown. They did some stuff. They were in House Party, the movie. They were messing with Kid and Play.
You know, that's right. Okay.
Pussy, I smell pussy. they were hilarious. And then the last matchup of the second round was Boyz II Men, a number one seed, against Ready for the World. More Jerry Curl Juice guys.
Yeah.
These guys, Ready for the World is actually from Detroit.
Yeah, they actually, I met one of them. Because they were from Flint, when I lived in Flint.
That's right, yep.
Came around
I know their guy used to help manage him.
Oh, really? What's his name?
I know him. You know what I mean?
Wow.
He's a photographer now in Houston, Texas.
Okay.
He told me that they might be coming back. You know, they might get together and do some
really?
Stuff.
Tracy Triplett.
But Ready for the World ran into a buzzsaw. Yeah, they ran into a buzzsaw named Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
And Boyz II Men beat him by 70.
It's like playing Duke in the first round.
Right.
You know,
but it was
good
the
having
round.
It, you know.
So, I mean, Ready for the World did get a victory over somebody. We had to go look at our stats. But this was the second round. So tomorrow we're going to start the Elite Eight. And like I said, I'll run through the names real quick. We got Boyz II Men. We got Drew Hill. We got 112. We got BBD. We have Jodeci, Tony, New Edition, and LaVert. The eight groups left in the battle of the
New Kids on the Block.
That was Hanging Tough?
Hanging Tough.
New Kids. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Backstreet Boys. All right. You're right. Damn. That's right. New Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
They got beat too. I'm surprised. They was a number one seed. They got upset.
You know, I'm sad to see After Seven go out, but... to Jodeci is okay.
After Seven
is one of my favorite groups. But
I love After Seven. I like them. That's a good group. I like them. I hated to see Mint Condition go, and I'm really sorry to see Guy go.
Yeah, so. but now speaking of Guy, so Teddy Riley's still in it with Blackstreet, right? They won.
No. Oh, oh Black, Blackstreet is out.
But they upset.
Yeah, Blackstreet lost the New Edition.
Oh, okay, that's right. So, Teddy Riley lost both.
He's out. Yeah, he's out. Teddy Riley. Jim. Oh, Jim. That's Aaron Hall. Yeah. Aaron Hall was the singer, and Teddy Riley was like the producer.
Yep. That's all he did.
Yep. Yo, he did Michael Jackson's Dangerous album, man.
Yeah, I don't care, man. He's a genius.
He is. I give it to him.
He's really invented that new Jack Swing, didn't he?
He was it.
Bobby Brown. He produced a couple of Bobby Brown's albums.
Dude, yes, he did. My Prerogative. He did all the hit tracks.
Yeah.
Oh man, don't get me started. I don't know what we got next. PW, I'm mad. Guy is out.
Yeah, Teddy Riley's gone on both counts.
Out. Well, dude, this is a special show because we got a special guest coming up soon. We got, you know what I mean, baby Jesus.
Let's you know get into
infant,
it.
Infant De Jesus, they may call him, aka Douglas Kuiker. You know what I mean, guy. Construction guy with me, and I know him, and he's doing some fabulous things with people that's in recovery trying to look for jobs. And I mean, I can't do it no justice. We just got to bring the man on. All right, P-Double, man, it's been an excellent show, but, you know, we're going to turn it up a notch or two. You know what I mean? We got one of the dudes, like, a living legend in the world of the construction industry. You know what I mean? Like, we call this dude Baby Jesus. You know what I mean? We don't have enough time on one show, so I'm gonna make him promise us that he has to come back. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah?
Oh man. Without further ado, the man that needs no introduction, Mr. Douglas Kuiker. AKA Baby J. What's up, brother?
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, that's my man P Double is our the producer. He's the brains. I'm just the voice. I'm like that movie. What was that? Man on Fire? I'm the voice.
And if I'm the brains, you know, that's not saying a whole lot.
that's why we bring in special guests like
right,
me.
Right.
and here's the thing, you know. Known this guy forever. He sends me this link to like a local newspaper, the Northeast Times. They actually did a special on our Electric Football League.
Wow, nice.
But Kuiker, Baby J is up to bigger and better things. He's helping people recoveries, I would guess, Doug, right? And let me get out of the way and Doug, welcome to the Mr. National Podcast. Take over, brother.
Welcome, Doug.
Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, so I'm Doug, and with that, I don't know how to live up to that. something else, but
keep going, Doug.
So, what we have going here is a friend and I were having a conversation, and without revealing too much, I'm in recovery myself, and so is my the co-founder of this program, my buddy Dan, and we were discussing how we both knew a lot of people that were looking for employment, and because of the position I'm in construction, I knew of more than a few guys that had been in the market for someone in that position in recovery, because as it turns out, guys that are truly in recovery, that are serious about maintaining that recovery, are pretty good employees.
Right.
And they're good employees. And there's actually been studies done, you know, in this country and other countries on the performance of people in recovery versus people who aren't. And turns out that people that are truly in recovery and, you know, not the constant relapsers, but the people that take their recovery serious and stay there, the truth of the matter is they save them average employer about $3,200 a year believe it or not, in productivity due to lateness and absenteeism and simple things like that, because people in recovery just don't take as many days off, and they're never usually never late. They figure.
Right. They've been down to the bottom of the barrel already. You know what I mean? They know what it's like to be down and out. And
yeah, it has a lot to do with gratitude, we believe. You know,
it's Absolutely. I would agree.
Being given a, you know, a second chance, let's say playing with house money at this point in time. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, being given that second chance gets them to just be better employees. So the idea came about. My friend Dan had started a little side business, little computer business, Pets Plus, and Pets to Go, I'm sorry. And he had hired a young woman who was a graphic designer, and he no sooner got the company up and running, and he was doing magazine covers. You send him a picture of your pet, and he'd make a little Sports Illustrated cover or something.
Okay, put it in front of something.
With your pet and all, you know.
Nice, nice.
And so he had hired this young lady, and she wanted to go back to school. And she left him, and he was in the market for someone in recovery who was also a graphic designer. So, you know, he was telling me about it, and I said, well, you know what's funny? Because I know a bunch of guys around here in construction that would like to hire guys in recovery. And I said, you know what we need? We need a website. We need a website where I can get these guys together. And he said, you know what? That's a great idea. And that's
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome. That's our puppies there.
Oh, jeez.
What are their names?
That's actually the studio audience.
That's it.
Nathan and Dietz.
That was our applause right there.
Two hot dogs, Nathan and Dietz.
Ta-da.
So it started that simple, huh, Doug?
So that's the genesis of the idea. And, well, of course, the first thing we did was check to see if anybody was actually doing anything like that. And lo and behold, there's not.
Okay.
You know, so you have ZipRecruiter and Career Builder.
All of them, right.
And all Monster, all of these guys. And we'd actually reached out to one or two of them in the very beginning. And they said, well, we have the infrastructure in place that you can use, but we really, you know, we're doing so well.
Nobody wants to look out for that guy, you know.
So I suspected
what you said earlier, though. I never heard anybody say that, though. That's so interesting about what you said, how they're more basically more reliable.
Just as an onlooker,
I guess. Anyway,
and I mean, the caveat in that statement is, you know, guys that are truly in recovery. You know what I mean?
Right.
Guys that are serious about, you know, rebuilding their lives.
Right.
But one of the things that can help someone get there is a job. You know, when you help somebody rebuild their self-esteem, it's a lot easier to stay in recovery when things are going better for you. And nothing rebuilds your self-esteem and builds a little, you know, life quality better than a job.
Right.
So, you know, so that's really, like I said, on the 22nd of August, our website will be up, and it will be live.
What's the website name again, the domain?
We are retrofitcareers.com. That's
all one word,
retrofitcareers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, retrofitcareers.com. And we'll be up. You can check us out on the 22nd, and you know, we're going to send it out to a few people, and we're inviting you know, people to take a look at it, to use it. And it's not going to be you're not going to hire anybody. We'd like you to use it. There's not going to be a charge. And tell us how it worked out for you. And then after the Labor Day weekend, that first Tuesday afterwards, we're going to go full live with it. And we've put it out there to a few local employers, and we've gotten nothing but positive results.
Oh, dude, when you sent it to me, it was like, whoa.
Right.
And I sent it out, I sent it out like all our construction dude. I didn't tell Baby J that. They was like, man, that Doug's a good dude, man. That's a great idea, blah, blah, blah. But the question I got for him, Baby J, is how and when did Northeast Times, how did that all come about?
Okay, I mean, so, and that was really just basically we put a couple feelers out, trying to just get a little bit of publicity on it.
Right.
And the young man who wrote the article, he contacted us in within, oh, I don't know, 2 days.
Wow. Okay.
And then he wanted to talk to us immediately about it. So I'd like to shout out to Logan Crum from the Northeast Times because he's the one. And lo and behold, it has done quite a this one little article has done quite a lot to help us out.
Dude, right. P-Double, it's like a little circular paper. It's nothing much, but it's like the neighborhood. And it serves a big area of where me and Doug live.
Yeah, Northeast Philadelphia.
Yeah, dude, it's huge. Yeah. It's actually the Daly's Pub, where we play electric football, is in the Northeast. They get this paper.
Yeah,
so it spans a big area. And when he sent it to me, I was like, whoa. I was like, you know, it was awesome.
That's fantastic, man. That's really so there's congratulations, another, man.
Well, thank you, but there's a little more to it than just. Okay, so
but wait,
so
there's more.
There's more. Hang tight. And episode two. So here we go. So once we're up and running, and we see that we're getting some participation, what we'd like to offer our users, meaning the recipients, the employee, is if you stay in successful recovery and we get a report card from your employer stating that, yes, indeed, you're still there and, yes, you're doing a good job and he would vouch for your veracity towards your work environment and your job and all. What we've done is we're starting a nonprofit to go right along with this business. The profits from the business are going to go into this nonprofit. And what we're going to do is for those who stay in our stay in the program, stay in recovery, we're trying to work out some kind of educational upgrade. So in other words, let's say, for instance, you know, you come and you get a job as you get a job as a laborer. You know, you're digging ditches and you're working for a little construction outfit, but you'd always like to be a carpenter. You would like to be a carpenter or a plumber. We'd like to set up the infrastructure so that we can offer that to you, the upgrade. You know, there's local schools, there's colleges, and I'm not talking about just blue collar. I want to be able to offer education to everybody that uses our service. We know, you know, baby steps, I get it, but you know what? I believe the climate in this country right now is right for this. We have an educational crisis in this country.
Yeah.
And the recovery, the problem, the opiate problem and addiction itself is just rampant. It's just out of control.
Right.
In my humble life experience. The only thing that ever changes anything in a positive manner is education.
Yeah. Well, and there's a thing I keep hearing about. It's called a skills gap. So you've got people that are, you know, high school education and then go into the workforce. And then you got people that are college educated, but you don't have a lot of trades.
Right.
You know, like you were saying, plumbers and things, people like that that need to. So college isn't, you know, a 4-year degree, you know, isn't for everybody.
Right.
But
correct.
But you know, but it's really tough to get by on just a high school diploma. You know.
Right. Is it either going to work with your hands, or you're going to use your? It's nothing in between. It seems like.
Right.
Correct with your hands.
But there's lots of opportunities in between. But you need that little bit of extra education, so like a trade.
Right.
I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but I was just, you know, just thought of that.
Absolutely, that's one of the facets of exactly what I'm talking about. Correct. Yeah. What I want to do is I want to offer whatever you need. Do you need a trans pass? Do you need a way to get to that job? Maybe we can help you out with that.
Wow.
You know, I'm envisioning, and, you know, think big, man. You know what I mean? Go big or go home.
Right. Do it with passion or don't do it at all.
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking
daycare. I'm thinking if you want to go to college, maybe we can help you out. But suppose you're that 55-year-old guy who's thinking about retirement, maybe we can help you start an IRA. You know what I mean? Maybe we can help you with a contribution to an IRA. And one of the things that I think might be going on in this country right now is I think there's a lot of people that are in jobs that have been in recovery that have maybe gaps in their resume because of their time out there, you know, doing their thing. This puts all of that above board. When you're hiring someone in recovery, you know their past. You're going to know that they have a past.
Right.
So those holes in those resumes where the guys are guys and gals are like, well, you know, I was taking care of a sick loved one. You know, have to use those.
Yeah, that's.
This is above board. Hey, listen.
Right. This is straight up. Right.
This is straight up. It's all out there. It's kind of bringing your recovery out of the closet, so to speak.
Right, right.
You know, when the employer is looking for someone in recovery, they know what they're getting.
Right.
You know? And I think that would help. I think there's quite a few people in this country that are sober, that are in recovery, that are afraid to look for that better job because they can't explain problems with their resume. This is going to help them with that, too. That's right. A whole set of people out there that I think this would be a benefit for as well. So we think it's a worthwhile. Yeah, we think it's a worthwhile.
That is fantastic. That's so awesome. Right.
And again, I got to say, here I am, a 55-year-old mudslinger from, North Philadelphia. And, how did I come up with this? You know, it's just, don't be afraid.
Yeah, don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid to take that leap. I came up with the idea. My partner Dan said, "Man, that's a great idea. You mind if I run with it?" And I said, "Please do."
I always have this thing like, if you can think of it, you got to do it.
Right.
This podcast. This.
That's why I do this. I do this stuff.
Right.
Right. He came up with the P double came up. Was like, "Yo, you could talk." I was like, "What?"
I came up with this idea to do a podcast. And then when I started talking, I'm like, "Oh, this is not so great." So I had to kind of adjust. So I found somebody that could really talk.
He got me.
Yep. I'm like, "All right, Corey, keep talking. That mouth is going to take us places." That's what I always tell him. I love the fact that you thought of it, and now here you are acting on it. And I do too think like the passion. And just the service to others is really what drives most positive things,
I think a lot of people are going to want to help. And I think this is a way for big business to really get their hands into it. You know,
it's really hard to find good people.
Yes. Employees. And it's right. The job market, the way it is now, you can bring people in and to get people. Educational upgrades could change everything. As far as I believe that the problem in the most problems in this country today stem from ignorance. The opposite of ignorance. The opposite of ignorance is education.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. And you know what? We're not offering welfare here.
We're not offering
subsistence. Yep. This is not an entitlement.
No shame and nothing like that.
This is you do your job and you're going to get.
You're going to reap the benefits.
You're going to reap the benefits. That's right. And that's a teaching aid in itself.
Sure.
Yes, there is. You can do better if you try.
Yeah.
If you apply yourself, you can do better. The American dream is not dead. I mean, I think there's some in this country that are trying to kick us to the dirt. You know what I mean? Yeah. Kick us. But
well,
even
I have real strong thoughts on this. Is some people talk about American exceptionalism and we're awesome, and I don't believe that. You have to be awesome. We've got a great opportunity to be awesome, but we're just not awesome just because we're America. We gotta be awesome, and every day wake up and be awesome.
I always take everything to sports. It's like if you Duke basketball and you go to play some little third-ranked team, some little college, they not going to lay down for you because you're Duke. You got to You got to beat Duke. You know what I mean? They, like, you know what I mean? You got to still do what you got to do. So what P-Dub was saying, we got to be awesome. And I agree.
Just saying it doesn't make it so.
Right.
It's action. It's action. You know what I mean? It's action. It's not, hey, look at me. I'm awesome. Show me.
Show me. Yes. Right.
Show me.
Yes.
Show me how awesome you are. Right now, I think we're not such an awesome country at all. But,
Well, this is like I say, you and Mr. National, man of action.
You know? not me. Yeah. This is the Mr. National podcast, along with Baby J, dude. Did I pick a winner, P Double?
Yeah, this is awesome.
And then, listen, this is just the tip of the iceberg. When we get this man back, we can go into the history of wars. We can go into that. Whoa. You know, this dude got some stuff. So
since this is a sports-oriented podcast, I worked for the Philadelphia Eagles for 5 years.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know what I did? I was the headset guy.
This show is getting heavy right here.
Yeah. We're going to win a Peabody.
Yeah, I worked for Ray Rhodes for 3 years.
Yeah, I loved Ray Rhodes.
Yeah. You know what? Loved working for Ray Rhodes. And when I first got there, Ray was still Ray Rhodes, but by the time I left, Ray Rhodes, I've never seen a coach get dissed as much as I did. Uh-huh. I was in Denver when, what was that crazy guy? He went out there. Ray had cut him. Gronkowski. No, what was his name?
Romanowski.
Bill Romanowski.
Oh,
so Bill Romanowski got into Ray. This is in the warm-ups. Before the game, on the field, Romanowski got into Ray Rhodes' face. Now, this was Ray's last year, which was 2000.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay.
He was beat down by then, right?
He was beat down.
Yeah.
So,
He was fiery at first.
Romanowski got in his face, and nobody on that team. You know who went up and backed him up? The headset guy, Baby J. I was so nervous for Ray the way Romanowski was in his face that I really, and even his security guy was not there. And I was like,
wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, hey.
Wow. So he giving him the business. You was like, yo, Bill, slow down, dude.
Yeah. All I did was stand close to Ray.
I
didn't interject myself, but I stood close in case the fist started flying. Because I really thought Romanowski was going to hit him. I mean, the guy
before the game started.
This was in the warm-up.
So Romanowski's playing for Denver.
Yes.
And Ray Rhodes.
Which, by the way, that day, Denver beat us 38. It was 38-0 at halftime.
Yeah. Well, your coach is getting...
How's that?
Yeah. Your coach is getting dissed in midfield.
Peter, Romanowski is probably having roid rage right then. You know what I mean? He was one of the guys that was named as one of those people that they used.
He didn't make any bones about it. He had a good 8-9 years career, and then didn't want it to end, so he roided up and kept going.
Romanowski was not. This was not. Like bluster, he looked like he wanted to kick Ray Rhodes' ass, and I was nervous for Ray. And you know what? Like, that's still my coach. I'm from Philadelphia. Now, you see those guys? The rest of those guys were like, they ain't paying me enough for this,
right?
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So Romo was actually just really as insane as they made.
My 49ers drafted that guy.
Yeah, right. I remember that.
He spit in J.J. Stokes' face.
Yes.
Well, I think on a Monday night football game.
Yeah.
And J.J. Stokes just went to the ref. I'm like, dude, I'm going to I'm kicking ass. You know what I mean? You spit on me, I'll kill you.
Yeah, but he knew he was insane.
Oh, my God.
Let the refs take that rap. You know what I mean? Let them get the rap today.
Dude, Romanowski was nuts. Yeah. That must have been an awesome job. You see that?
Oh, the headset guy?
Yeah.
I mean,
he got sideline seats basically for every game, home game, I guess.
Sidelines, I was right. So at the home games, I did the away games. So I was always on the opposing team's sideline at the Vet.
Okay.
But when I traveled, I worked for the Eagles.
Okay.
So I was always on the Eagles.
Well, for our new listeners, you know what I mean? This is the Mr. National Podcast. He said the Vet. Somebody yeah. people might not know the veteran's yeah. name. It's Lincoln Financial. And P-Double, guess who built Lincoln Financial? Me and this dude.
Mr. National.
We worked there. We built that thing
yeah,
from
we
the
did.
Ground.
Yeah. It was funny yeah. because I was doing actually Eagles practice in NovaCare, and I did the NovaCare, and they asked us to do some work in there. They mm-hmm. asked my company to do some work at the NovaCare facility, and they offered us some seats at the new stadium. Some box. And the owner of the company was a Pittsburgh fan and turned them down. Said,
no,
pay
no.
me. Pay me. Pay me. I don't want to leave those seats. I'm from Pittsburgh, man.
That's
oh, my God. Are you serious? Oh,
that's serious.
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what.
That's
a fact.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a fact. They wanted to pay in seats. They wanted to get,
we could do a whole show on the most loyal fans.
You ain't kidding. Well, man, I tell you, P-Dawg, was it great having my man Baby J on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The Eagles notwithstanding. It was right. awesome talking to you. Yeah, I love hearing about your website and your business, and that is really just fantastic, man. I best of luck to you.
Well, thank you.
So good meeting you. I'm gonna definitely.
If you're out there in recovery and you're listening to this, you check out retrofitcareers.com, and if you'd like to post a job. Or if you're looking for a job, take a look out for us at Retrofit Careers, all one word, and, you know, hopefully we can help you out. And we got big plans, you know what I mean? I think we can do a lot for people that need it. And I thank you, gentlemen, for having me here today. You know,
well,
I'd love to come back and tell you.
That's a done deal.
Yeah. What are you doing tomorrow?
For real, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm sitting over here, I'm like, man, I might be out of a freaking job. This dude is too good.
Well, we get into Andy Reid years next.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you next.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I'll tell you one real quick story. If you do, you haven't thought about a minute here,
dude, it's your show, baby.
Let me tell you one quick story with Andy Reid. We're running around. We're here. We're getting beat up here. Andy's first year. We're getting beat up on the road. Then Andy finally wins a game out in Chicago.
Okay.
So on the plane ride back, Andy's walking up and down the aisles. Everybody's congratulating him, and he's shaking everybody's hands, and he's walking and giving everybody a smile. And for some reason or another, when he comes to me, he kind of gives me the old brush, you know, like the shaving hand. He brushes it like I put my hand out, and he brushes his hair back.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't shake my hand and steps to the next guy behind me. I almost cried. I felt so crushed that the coach just dissed me like that. But luckily, Hugh Douglas, the gigantic, magnanimous Hugh Douglas, is walking behind Andy, and he sees this little occurrence, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Come here, man." He goes, "Let me give you some love special."
Hugh Douglas?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Now, listen,
some love special.
I'm at the time, I'm 235, 240. Right. And, you know, Hugh kind of like picks me up out of my seat like a rag doll and gives me a little pat on the back. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and it took away all that Andy sting. I got a great story out of that one. You know what I mean?
That's so awesome.
That's the kind of guy Andy Reid is.
I mean Hugh Douglas.
That little shot.
We need to hear more of that.
We're gonna let him go with that one, P-Dawg, man. Right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks, Doug. Great meeting you, and good luck. Good luck with everything, and have fun watching the game.
Thank you. You have a great. You guys have a great rest of your podcast. Love you.
Thank you, man. Is that guy good? I think my job is in danger, P-Double.
No, man. That guy's too busy. He can't be talking. He's a man of action, not a man of words.
Right. He can't take time to do a podcast.
He doesn't have time for
better
that.
Things.
Wow, man.
Sometimes I sit back and look. I'm like, man, I know some pretty cool people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I bet you do.
You know what I mean? National. I mean, hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People come in the hobby, P-Double, they be like, you know, I'm national. I'm like, I just look at them. I'm like, what? people, and sometimes I don't even have to fight the battle. And the people are just kind of like, you know, they have my back. Like, what? You ain't national? Like, it's only one national. You know? I'm like, it wasn't given. It was earned. I'd be like, R-E-S-P-E-C-T me. Okay? National. You know what I mean? Hey, the two snaps and all that. You know what I mean? National. But no. Tiger is a man of action, and
he's a real deal right there.
He's a real deal, and we're gonna have him back on. I mean, yeah. we only just scrape the tip of the iceberg of that man's knowledge and brain. And wow. You talk about talking, he could talk. He can go. We're gonna get him back. But
yeah,
that was a great cause. I mean, I wouldn't even call it an interview. It was just.
No chat, hang out. What are you talking about?
That's major stuff right there. Yeah. So hopefully, you know what I mean, his thing takes off, and maybe his thing can help take our thing with it, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
Retro, www.retrofitcareers.com.
There you go. That's it.
Bam.
And then we got www.paulpate.com, all one word, okay? That's P-Double's website for his fantastic artwork. And then we got the StackWinThatShow.com if you want to, you know, check out the podcast and all the other crazy stuff that me and Stack do. I mean, that was the genesis. Those were the roots of this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, This is just an augment of the Stack with Nat Show.
Right.
It's all part of the, you know, it's like the Stack with Nat Show is like Belichick. And we're all the coaches coming off the organization.
Right, one of the trees. The podcast is one of the branches off of that root. Yeah. That's a stump. So I want to say thanks to everybody that watches that thing, man. That's pretty cool that we got the support of the electric football community and a lot of people outside of electric football. A lot of people got in on the votes, P-Dub, on the bands thing. So be looking forward to getting that back going again.
Yeah.
This has been a great show, dude.
Yeah, speaking of electric football, I need to tell you something. Not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Are we still August? Are we still in August?
Yeah, August. Okay, August 24th, 25th, 26th.
That might be the last weekend of August, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm taking my Cowboys traveling to Kentucky.
No way.
Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh.
To the Vet City Classic.
That's a lot of Ohio guys are going to
be there. Yep, and it's also the kickoff of the Ohio League.
That's right.
That's a huge league.
I was talking to Frank Jacobs.
He's in it.
He's in it, right? He told me about it. I couldn't make it. I wanted to come. Oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
It's going
to
be a big one. It's going to be a good one, I think. It's going to be a good one.
It's definitely gonna be great. And they bring back Michigan Joe Allure. You're gonna love that guy.
Yeah.
P-Double, you're gonna love that. He's from
I'm not far from where he started off.
Okay. He's a Michigan grad. Yeah. Are you Michigan or Michigan State?
Michigan State.
Yeah, you Michigan State, right? Yeah. He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
So maybe you guys might not get along.
Right. Exactly.
he's not Ohio State. Ohio State would be even worse, right?
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Well, no, I don't know, man. I'm one of these guys. I'm not like, okay, if Michigan State loses, I hope Michigan wins. No.
No.
If Michigan State loses, I hope everybody loses. You know what I mean?
Well, you just got through with Kiker, with Doug. He's a big time Eagles man.
We got along.
Yeah, pretty well. He told you how he used to work for the Eagles. That's crazy.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he worked with
Ray Rhodes is a great coach, man.
Yeah.
Grumpy.
Andy Reid's just a stiff ass. So you got you with the Cowboys, Kiker was the Eagles, and I'm the Niners. So I mean, we all were in unity and harmony. You know what I mean?
It's football. It's football. That's football.
That's ain't that football?
Football?
Ain't that football? That's our shout out to my boy Kit Kitchen over there with Toe Pro. I said Kit. What does the letters? And they said, "Good question. Glad you asked." That's the guy we're gonna have to get on.
Yeah, he's itching to get on, man. He's itching.
Oh, we're gonna get him on the podcast.
We gotta carve out a few hours.
We do. You had to put a buzzer on him, like put like an electric shock collar.
Put a game clock on him.
Definitely get a game clock. It shock him. But man, I wish you a lot of luck with your Cowboys. Not this weekend, next weekend. Yep. Like I say, this is the Mr. National Podcast. Where can we be picked up at, P Double?
Right now it's on iTunes. If you want to find the show, you can search for Mr. National Podcast on iTunes.
There you go.
Or you can go stackwithnatshow.com, and it's right. All over. You can't miss it there. Any episode you want to listen to, you can
anything,
just stream it
anything,
right from there.
Streaming.
It's an audio podcast only. So you can download it, listen to it in your car while you're driving. A lot of people like to do that. Like if you're taking a trip, listen to
right.
it.
Right. I just
had a guy request it on Stitcher the other day. So Stitcher's on. It's coming up. I'll let you know we got a Stitcher, and then we got to get on Spotify.
Dude, we got to blow
more.
Up. We're going to blow this thing up. This is just audio. You know what I mean? I want to get some of my, I think we put it on the Stack with Nash show, some of my footage of my basketball skills.
There you go.
P-Gobble, you know what I mean?
Oh, basketball. Let's talk about basketball.
Yeah, basketball. Back in the day, you know what I mean? Full court. Growing up, man, we were on a crate. You know what I mean? We were on a crate.
You were shooting at a crate?
Yeah, we had a crate growing up in the hood. A crate on a telephone pole, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then when we could go off the block or whatever, that's when we went over to the park and we played on the basketball court. But
you know, I used to when I first moved to the town that I'm in, I wanted to play, so I went down to this park. And this is what would happen to me sometimes. I'm a little bit tall, and I grew up playing basketball, but let's face it, I'm not that good. But I went down to this park, and it was pretty competitive games, you know.
Right.
And so I'd warm up shooting around, and every once in a while I get a little bit hot with my shot. So if I show up and I'm just warming up, and I go down in the corner and shoot a three, drain it a couple times, and then we pick teams.
Oh, and, yeah. They,
and then they pick
give us the whiteboard.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just putting my head down like, no, this, you know, I'm not Woody Harrelson. Is that what it was?
Right.
No.
Like
Jones,
right?
Yeah. And then they get mad at me. Then they get mad at me when I start turning the ball over and stuff, you know.
Right.
I'm like, I didn't pick me. You did. I'm sorry.
Right. It's hard to hide in basketball when you're bad. You know what I mean? You got other sports. Soccer. It's a big field. I mean, you can take some plays off.
Yep.
I mean,
so I can play now. I go play soccer, and I can just stand in the back. And if the ball comes to me, I kick it. I get rid of it. And then if I don't want to run after it, I just stay back. Anyway, but you can't do that in basketball.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, you especially. I mean, full court, you maybe can a little bit, but it's hard. Like you said, if you ain't got no game. They throw you the ball, and you just throw it right back. You can't do hot potato that way.
Right.
But then your defense, you got to hope they play zone. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, I mean, now, if you're in a 3-on-3, then 3-on-3 half court,
it.
Then forget about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Forget about it.
Hey, you know what they have here? They got these tournaments. It's called Gus Macker. Have you ever heard of that?
It's just a
Michigan thing.
See, yeah,
do they do anything like that?
It's not named that Gus thing, but
yeah.
I remember the 3-on-3 tournaments going world, you know, nationwide rather.
Really?
This is just a piggyback off your thing. That's the Ice Cube. Ice Cube has the 3-on-3 basketball league.
Yeah, what do they call that? We watched that the other day. That was hilarious.
Three.
The Big Three.
The Big Three.
Big Baby.
Retired NBA players.
We were watching.
It's awesome.
We were watching Glenn Davis. Big Baby was crying the whole game. He was complaining.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I've heard somebody said they might even make 3-on-3 an Olympic sport. I was like, what?
Really? Half court?
Half court 3-on-3. I was like, wow. But back to your original point, you can't hide in basketball. You can't hide in basketball. You got to have game. It ain't soccer. Even football. Look at Randy Moss. He's in the Hall of Fame. That guy took off a lot of plays. He admitted
pissed people off.
Yeah, it did. But you can hide. Well, P-Double, I'm telling you, man, this was one of, this has to be way up there on our show, of my list of favorites. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. This is,
I don't know how many.
What do you want, seven here?
I don't know. I just know that I'm getting more comfortable. With every show,
awesome
every podcast, and you know, what I mean, we mixing in special guests, and I mean, you come up with some great topics, and we pick some stuff off the stack when that show page.
Oh, speaking
like,
of which,
like how about that dude grilling, man? How about that dude? That webmaster needs a raise. The guy that knows the stuff.
The stuff that that guy finds, man. That was a gold mine.
That dude, hey, folks, if you listen to podcasts, get over to Facebook. If you're on Facebook, not everybody does the Facebook, but if you're on Facebook, the Stat with Nash show page, some great stuff. I mean, there's some girls on there, okay?
Yeah, be careful with your work.
You know what I mean? Right. But it's that video of this dude grilling some burgers. I mean, his stomach. The only time I see a stomach like that, it was on a woman that was 8 months pregnant. And this dude is flipping burgers, and he's got music playing. And he just, here's the thing, P-Double. Here's the thing, real quick, before we end this podcast. Most times you can't have no music playing on your videos because YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, they'll mute it. They'll say you don't own those rights. I mean, not that anybody's trying to take the music rights, but that thing had some music playing. I think it was Rick James. Rick James.
Give it to me, baby.
Right. And you can hear it. And my man's just dancing up a storm. He's got the burger.
He had a towel going.
He had a towel.
Swatting the fire. I don't know.
What he was like, soaking the fire?
I don't know. Soaking the flames,
man. He was. I mean, I go to a barbecue. I want to go to a cookout. That's what I want on my grill. I want a fat dude. I want a fat dude with a big belly.
He's doing it right.
And he's doing it right. You know your food won't be cooked to the perfection.
He's having a good time, man. That's a cookout right there.
That's going to close out this episode of the Mr. National Podcast. We're going to go out just like that with our man on the grill. This is the Mr. National Podcast. That's my man, P-Double.
Peace.
We are out of here. Peace.